Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to That 590 Show. Matt Berger and Matt Rocchio alongside Pablo Giamatti, also known as John Rudolph behind the dials. The Bellman Automotive phone line is available at 855-282-8255. The text line also available at 855-282-8255. And you can add us on Twitter at 590 Show, at Matt_Berger, at Rock 590, and at John Rudolph 22. Joining us at 6:20 will be Clay Byersdorfer from RedbirdDaily.com, and then at 7 o'clock, joining us in studio will be the infamous Tyler Copeland, former pro wrestling epic champion. He has a match coming up on Sunday, August 6th, and he's going to be in studio in the 7 o'clock hour to talk to us about that. Rocchio. Yesterday, sure. Fresh off your victory, how did you celebrate that victory yesterday over Eric Messersmith from the Hardline? What was that, a 40-yard dash?
Yes. How did I celebrate that victory?
Yeah. How'd you celebrate it?
Screaming in pain as I poured hydrogen peroxide over my feet.
Okay. So those of you who did not see it on Facebook Live, they ran. It was a little bit of an. It's a little bit of an incline out there. It's not a flat surface. It's a little bit of an incline, but it was what 40 yards that they measured out.
Yep. TJ marked it off.
TJ marked it off 40 yards.
The football player. He's run a few of those in his day.
A couple of them. Yeah. So if anybody knows what 40 yards looks like, it's going to be TJ. And you two decide that instead of, you know what, let's come back tomorrow with, you know, running shoes and socks, we're going to be Neanderthals and run in bare feet on the pavement and the hot pavement too. What was it yesterday? What was the temperature yesterday? It was scorching.
102. It was in the 90s, wasn't it? Was it really over 100?
I think 102.
It was over, I was not aware.
And
of
it was
that.
Like right in the. What time did you do it? I think it was like right in the peak of this. Like the. Heat
oh yeah, too. I mean it was
like the hottest part of the day.
It was like four. Blacktop it was as well. Right yeah. at four. It was blacktop. Right at 4 o'clock. I mean it was colossally stupid, but I mean it wasn't my idea. But then Eric
idea.
Said he had flip flops on, and he had already started. He made the challenge. He realized he was going to have to back it up, and then he already started going with the but I'm in flip flops. So I was.
I heard him say that he thinks he could have beat you in flip flops.
Yeah, and so I knew I was going to beat him, and so I wasn't about to go into there, beat him, and then let him sit back on an excuse. I couldn't let that happen. That's been done to me before. I had a friend who used to be, a good friend of mine. We're still close friends, actually. But you know, he was a better athlete than all of us. He was a supreme athlete. So when we would play sports, he would always screw around, and he wouldn't really try to beat us. And it sucked because then those few times where we'd actually beat him, he would just sit back and be like, yeah, I wasn't really trying, though. And I hate that crap. It bothered the living daylights out of me when I was younger, so I wasn't about to let that fly here. So I said, you know what? Fine. I'm taking my shoes off. You know, you're not getting a specialty. Now, I had some nice socks on. I didn't want to ruin them. I should have just ruined the socks because those $20 would have easily been preferable to the hassle of the last 24 hours. But yeah, you know, I just
so now you got like
I
these huge
them.
Blisters on the soles of your feet, correct?
Now I have two. I have a blister. I have a big blister on each one of the soles of my feet. But that's bad. That's the annoying part. The other part is I have the bottom of 8 of my 10 toes is just stripped off.
Sure,
Just completely no skin on the bottom of 8 of my 10 toes.
I mean, shoes. Who knew you need them if you're going to run?
Yeah.
I mean, the last people I think who raced barefoot were probably like the early Greeks. When doing the Olympics, and that's only because they competed in everything nude.
Again,
you might as well do that too.
It was colossally stupid.
The team might just strip down naked and run a 40-yard dash naked.
I don't really drink that much anymore, and I'm 26, and so I haven't done nearly like my actual allowance of stupid things the last 3 or 4 years of my life.
I gotcha. So you felt the need to do something stupid. You're like,
so
why
I figured,
not now?
You know, why not? I honestly, I knew it was hot. I didn't think it would go south that quickly.
Yeah.
I expected my feet to be burning a little bit, but I didn't expect the skin to tear off the way it did.
I mean, wasn't the
or the giant blisters? I mean, yeah, it was clearly
wasn't
stupid,
the asphalt
but,
hot?
Yeah, I mean, it was, but I mean,
at what point were you?
I was challenged, Burger. I wasn't gonna back down from that.
I'm a big guy,
and I knew I was gonna be able to outrun somebody who was smaller than me.
So
I had to take the opportunity when it was
okay,
there.
Okay, so if you would looked at Eric and said, "Look, you don't have tennis shoes on.
Yeah,
racing barefoot is the dumbest idea in the history of dumb ideas."
It didn't hit me.
How about we just come back and we do this tomorrow?
Yeah, that would have been much smarter.
Okay,
undoubtedly.
So you don't think that's just, that you in your opinion that's like backing down from the challenge?
No, that would have been a lot more logical.
Okay,
smart. I mean, I'm not. Listen, I'm not denying that it was an incredibly stupid thing to do. Again, I put out a Twitter post because I remember back when I had a girlfriend, it would be like every other week. Men are so stupid. How do you even get the idea that you would do that? Why does it not cross your mind that that's the dumbest possible thing you could do? Do you really have this much expendable money for medical expenses? That would happen to me once every couple months.
You know what it was? You guys missed Hannah yesterday.
Yeah, yes, she easily would have been the voice of reason. You're 100% right.
Hannah would have been like, "You guys are a bunch of idiots."
Or if Karen, we also needed Karen in the back office still.
Yeah, if
don't,
Karen was
no,
there,
don't do yeah. that, you idiots.
You guys definitely need some kind of female supervision.
I 100% agree. And so I haven't had to deal with that voice in my head of, "This is really stupid, what are you doing?" And that voice was clearly needed at that moment because I jumped full bore into something like I was a 22-year-old idiot, despite the fact that I just turned 26. And
well, 26, you're still kind of an
idiot.
Oh,
no, we are. So, yeah, I did it. It was stupid, and it's going to suck for the next couple days. I mean,
what's up, Pablo?
It's going to be a crappy weekend.
I was going to say, did the heat it?
Plays of Robin Hood, how's it going?
Did the heat kick in? Because you guys were standing at the starting line for about 30 seconds. Was it hot over there?
Oh,
or
yeah.
Was that shaded?
You could see me. You could see me if you look at the video in detail. I'm kind of bouncing around, trying to keep my feet off it. I mean, I just didn't think it was going to turn that quickly.
And blacktop.
Like, again, even when I ran across it and I pulled, and you know, we finish and it's really hot, I'm like, oh, okay, this is really hot. I'm gonna have some blisters. This is gonna suck. But when I actually got a chance to sit down and pull my foot up and saw that it was that there was just whole chunks of skin torn off, I reacted a little bit like, okay, I didn't think it was gonna be that bad that fast.
Baby O has your back. Baby O says, don't forget Zola Budd of South Africa. She ran barefoot, so Baby O's got your back. You are the Zola Budd of a 590.
It is funny. When I was a little kid, I never put shoes on, and my friends would come by my front door to see if I wanted to go outside, and I wouldn't spend the extra 30 seconds to put my shoes and socks on. No way, I'm going outside. My friends are outside. They want to when we come outside and play a game.
You're like
I'm walking outside.
You're like you're like Huck Finn.
So I was the kid who always didn't have shoes on, and I had no issue with it. And so the thing is partially this is a little bias into my lifestyle change in that. So I used to always be the kid who walked around barefoot, no issue. I used to go camping a lot, and I'd walk around barefoot without any issue. And I used to lifeguard, and I spent literally every day of the summer from morning till night, I spent it at the pool. And so I would always walk around on hot concrete. And so my feet used to be tough as nails. I mean,
sure.
I used to run around on hot concrete without getting big blisters. And it was just this idea in my mind of, oh, I've done this before. I didn't run into big issues, no big deal, without realizing that I haven't gone camping and walked around barefoot. I haven't been on a hot, hot asphalt around a pool for extended periods of time, multiple days, multiple months in the summer, year after year after year. I'm not doing that anymore. So I kind of forgot that. And so now I have freaking pampered feet over here. They're babies. It's pathetic. I'm disappointed in myself and that I don't have tough feet anymore.
Boy Roy McAvoy texting in, "Hey, Rocchio, when you're never actually on your feet, yeah, it's going to hurt when you actually knock the cobwebs off them bad boys and use them."
Yep.
And
you're 100% right.
The Rice City Lemming texting in, "Should have raced Hadley to death and let him win."
Ah, you're 100% right.
The hate for Hadley still continues. Yeah, still bleeds over.
Bleeds over. I mean, 6'11", guys. Come on. Jesus, Lord Almighty. But I speaking of doing really stupid things, I didn't want to open up a topic to start the show because I wanted people to chime in throughout the show. Every once in a while we get a topic. It lends itself to a nice little conversation around everyone who listens in. So text in because I want to know if you have ever had a night like you, Darvish, had last night. Not necessarily just a bad night, but I'm talking about a night, a day, a moment where everything goes wrong at absolutely the exact wrong time. Yu Darvish right now, He put out the teams he didn't want to go to. There's about two-thirds of the MLB he's willing to get traded to. Rangers are trying to find something to happen. They put him out last night. Hopefully,
yeah, he had a horrible
hopefully
night.
Hopefully, he blows it away, and he ups his potential. He gets sent to a good team that wants to win, that's going to win this year. And he goes out for 3 2/3 inning and gets rocked for 10 runs.
The best thing of the night last night was Adrian Beltre getting tossed out for moving the batting circle.
I was also going to bring up a moment in your life where you decided to do something that was so totally awesome that you realize that the rest of America would applaud you for it.
I heard Michael Wilbon say this. It's kind of like how a teacher says, like, to one of the other students in the classroom, hey, let's not get ugly. And another kid jumps up and says, too late.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like, you know, you're trying not to laugh, but you're like, you have to, you know, still hold or still show some kind of semblance of authority. And you're like, okay, yeah, you know what?
Yeah,
you're
much
gone.
Respect.
One thing I didn't know about
Adrian Beltre, but I just want to hear about the time you ever had that moment where everything went wrong at absolutely the wrong moment in time. Have you ever had a Yu Darvish moment?
Oh, sure.
That's what we're going to talk about today throughout.
You know
the
what
show.
Would help Yu Darvish if he would pitch barefoot.
You know what? I bet
he should have kicked off those Mizunos and went out there barefoot.
You know what? I bet that wouldn't have helped him though. You lose an extra inch there on your height.
I don't know.
Your throwing plane. I'm not sure.
You know what? You and Messersmith could have been trailblazers. You guys are going to start the whole barefoot athlete thing again. Everybody's going to be competing barefoot now.
No, I think if anyone competes barefoot, they're just going to go to those shoes that have like the individual toes.
I mean, you would thought that, you know, barefoot was only for swimmers and sand volleyball people and the people in Fight Club, but no, you guys, I think you guys are onto something.
Oh, you know it.
I like to see basketball players out there barefoot too. That way, you don't have to worry about hearing that squeaking sound from the sneakers.
Is that something that annoys you if you're sitting at front court? If you're sitting at front court of a basketball game, you think that squeaking gets a little annoying?
The funny thing is, like during the March Madness, you'll see posts on Twitter and Facebook from all the girlfriends who have boyfriends who are watching the tournament. And they're like, yeah, I could tell my boyfriend's watching the NCAA tournament. All I'm hearing is squeaking.
Yeah, you do hear the squeaks when on the audio of the college game. That's true.
So, what, we don't have anybody on the phone? We have like two people call in. What's going on?
For some reason, I'm going to have to restart the phone line because it's...
That happened again last time. What's up with the phone?
I'm not sure. I'll figure it out.
Starting to think this isn't the phone where things are going wrong.
You think it's Pablo?
I didn't have to restart the phone at all today. I'm just saying.
What are you doing, Pablo?
Are we good to go?
Okay,
back.
So if you were
Please
calling...
Please call
in,
back in.
Yeah, if you were calling in earlier, the Bellman Automotive phone line, 855-282-8255. Did you read this thing in the Players Tribune that Lamar Odom wrote?
I have not gotten to it yet. I've heard it's pretty good.
It is amazing. It's one of the best things I've read in a long time.
Does he address Stephen A. Smith?
He does not.
Who smoked crack?
Thank you for that.
The greatest Stephen A. Smith reaction ever. He slows down and just yells, "Who smoked crack?" Crack.
He's
the greatest fall apart ever. I wish he would have addressed that in a very direct way.
He talked about, you know, like he opened the story talking about how he was found at the Cat House Ranch over in Reno, Nevada, unconscious, and how like he woke up in the hospital, and they're explaining to him what exactly had happened, and he even quotes what Rick James said in the Chappelle Show episode that everybody, like, I mean, what's the famous Rick James quote? Cocaine's one hell of a drug. And he talked about, you know, what led him to the cocaine use. And he was like, you know, I had no desire to do that until 2004. I was on vacation in Miami and someone's like, here, try it. And I was kind of like, yeah, all right. And then he's going on about how his mother died. You know, he's still trying to recover from his mother's death when he was like 12 from colon cancer. And then he had his grandmother died who practically raised him. He had a 6-month-old die. I didn't know about that. They had a 6-month-old son that died from SIDS. He was talking about that, how he was, you know, out with some woman doing blow and his I don't know if it was his wife at the time or what, called him up and said, you know, our son's not waking up. And he's like, what do you mean? Race to the hospital. And he was like, yeah, I think about him every day. Like, you know, he'd be 11 years old right now.
Man,
so, I mean, like when your mind goes to dark places like that, of course, you're going to try to find some way to have your mind not go to those dark places. And he goes, whenever I wasn't doing cocaine, like if I wasn't sleeping, I was doing cocaine. He said it got worse when he got in his 30s.
Okay.
And his basketball career started winding down.
So he was doing cocaine casually and winning NBA Sixth Man of the Year and championships in 2009 and stuff
like
that. That's crazy.
I've always said about Lamar Odom, Lamar Odom had every tool possible to be the best basketball player of all time because he was about 7 feet tall. He could handle the ball. He was left-handed. He could post up. He could shoot the threes. He had it overall. You're talking about a five-tool player in baseball. He was a five-tool player in basketball, in my opinion. He had every tool that you could ever want, but he was just a bleep-up.
Yeah.
Just a total bleep-up.
He was, I mean, he was the perfect player. He was literally the perfect sixth man for that reason, in that he couldn't shoot lights out like a volume guy, but if you asked him to shoot, you know, 10, 12 shots a game, he'll make five or six of them, and he'll hit, you know, 39% from deep a couple times, and, you know, like you said, you big guy who can handle the ball. I mean, man, guys like him and Andre Kirilenko, if they would have come around 5 or 10 years later,
yeah,
those guys would be hailed as the absolute players.
Could you imagine
NBA.
How dominant he'd be right now?
Lamar Odom. Oh my God, him too. And again, I one of my favorite guys. You talk about five tool players in basketball who don't get talked. It's Kirilenko. Kirilenko's another one who
Andre Kirilenko,
absolute. Yeah. Monster right now.
Now his wife,
it's one of those guys who just got would just be a little bit better just because of the style they're playing right now. He was a stretch four, played really ridiculous defense, had a great nickname. It was perfect.
Did you hear the arrangement?
47. It's perfect.
Did you hear the arrangement that he had? Kirilenko had with his wife.
Yeah, once a year, he was allowed to hook up with whoever he wanted to.
But she got to do the same.
Oh, did she get to do the same?
She got to do the same. So that was a bargain.
I thought there was. Oh, wow. Oh, yeah.
That was a bargain.
More respect to that one.
That's not up there with Anna Benson, who said that if she ever caught Chris Benson cheating, that she was going to do the entire Mets team.
That was like in the
early 2000s. She told that. That's what made her famous. Is that she told Chris Benson, if you ever cheat on me, not only am I going to sleep with all your teammates, I'm going to sleep with everybody in the front office. I'm going to sleep with all the coaches. Like, she was going to run through the entire Mets organization. And she's pretty easy, or at least back then, she was pretty easy on the eyes, too. Because I remember Jim Rome was saying that all of his teammates are probably, like, you know, just probably baiting him with, like, hookers, going, come on, dude, do it.
That's a little excessive, don't you think, though? I mean, for one cheat, you got to hit him back with 30? What the? Good Lord Almighty. Yeah, hell hath no fury like a woman scorned.
You took the words right out of my mouth. I mean, not exactly a fair exchange, but to quote the great David Tell, women have all the control because women have all the vaginas.
I love David Tell.
It's kind of hard to argue against that. We'll see a commercial break and then coming up on the
other unimpeachable logic.
You can't argue against that. We'll see a commercial break and then coming up on the other side, we're going to be joined by Clay Byersdorfer from RedbirdDaily.com. You're listening to That 590 Show right here on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com.